For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. Americans' trust in libraries may make it easier for more people with mental illness to get help, at least in Central Texas, where 8 local libraries now have non-clinical workers on site to offer people resources.
They're seen walking into a library as opposed to a therapist's office. It's less stigmatizing.
Judy Bergeron is library director in Smithville. 1 in 3 Americans with serious mental health needs don't get help, and 60% of rural residents lack access to services. But they do have a library.
People trust the library. They're willing to come in.
For those who need virtual services at home, federal stimulus money can help defray the cost of broadband. There's a mapping tool that identifies where large numbers of households may qualify for the ACP, or Affordable Connectivity Program, but haven't yet enrolled. Krista Vinson with the Rural Local Initiative Support Corporation says it's benefiting many on tribal lands.
So when we look at places like the Navajo Nation, we're seeing very high enrollment.
The ACP offers financial credits for internet service and computers. Like many states, Missouri is facing an industry workforce shortage, prompting expansion of a program to place advisors in rural high schools to help thousands more students navigate their options upon graduation.
A lot of our rural students are first generation, so they don't have mom and or dad who've already been through the process of college. It can seem very daunting.
Hal Higdon is chancellor of Ozarks Technical Community College. His institution is partnering with the Root Ed Alliance to build skills for good-paying jobs in local communities, whether it's work certificates, a bachelor's degree, or even the military.
The need for skilled workers from health to plumbing to carpentry to advanced manufacturing, it's all there. And those students in rural areas make fantastic employees. So we've got to get them plugged into the workforce.
When elk, deer, or other big animals collide with drivers, the results can be deadly. Garrett Fenniklaassen is with the New Mexico Wilderness Alliance.
I hit an elk last winter on my way to Taos, New Mexico. And it's a 600-pound animal and could have killed me. So you need to create safe passage and corridors for them to move back and forth.
To survive, animals need to range for food as well as genetic diversity. In Oregon, State Representative Ken Helm wants to use money for underpasses or overpasses from last year's infrastructure package.
It's not a very partisan issue. It's a problem that needs fixing, and the results are good for people and they're good for animals.
Some states have already funded many animal crossings. Colorado has 69, for example. Oregon has just 5. For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.